Blaine Gabbert, I want to know why we should draft you.
Because if you don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we boo. Land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we
got Zimmel, Tony, Kevin Plow, and Agent Dave, Jay Wild Tyler, and Leaf Blast Terrible Trades, Alex and Andrew, and don't forget the good old Eason, our fantasy football league, tis the season.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we booze.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need to clean up on aisle 5 after that one, man. I'll tell you what, you might.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 13, Atlanta 10,000 Plus Coons Fantasy League Podcast. Your host, Double Vag, Double Anal, Ryan Eason. Tonight I got a guest host that's a virgin on the podcast, and I think a virgin in podcasting in general. Ladies and gentlemen, my buddy Cole Tepper.
How's it going? Sober podcasting, that is. Normally we only podcast when everyone's about 7 or 8 beers in the hole.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
That's about it.
Okay, but so you have done it before.
No one ever listens to those. Those just go down the black hole and then they disappear.
All right. Well, yeah. First podcast where you have dozens of listeners, or at least a dozen. But thanks for coming on. It's been a rough time for Double Vag, Double Anal. So I didn't want to do this alone. So appreciate the support. But yeah, missed. People are probably wondering what happened to last week's episode. Well, it didn't air. For the first time ever, I gave myself a bye week and skipped a week of podcasting. So apologies to all those that were anxiously awaiting. I know probably a couple of you were starting to have withdrawals of not having it in your life, but we're back. It won't happen again, despite me being absolutely terrible in all my fantasy leagues and having no motivation in fantasy football. I'm not a quitter, so I'll keep going until thick and thin, till the end of the playoffs. So let's fucking do this. Let's go.
It was Thanksgiving, so I'll give you a partial excuse.
Yeah, my Thanksgiving car broke down.
Also that.
Guest hosts were out getting fucked up that I wanted to have on, you know.
Me and Jason?
Yeah. Some people had to go to do DTA instead of podcasting. I completely understand. How was the Thanksgiving weekend, Cole? Let's start with last Wednesday, DTA. Many of us listeners are from the area, Coon Rapids. We know the area well. What was your DTA experience like? First time there, or have you been there?
Interesting. Felt like everyone there knew everyone else there. So that was kind of interesting. A lot of people, we stayed out till about 2 a.m. and then didn't get home till about 3:30. So that was a fun, long night of essentially driving everyone else. I don't know. It was interesting, to say the least.
Any stories or anything?
Just
interesting?
Not really. Nothing crazy. There was just some weird, awkward guy walking around the bar with like a bag of candy talking to girls. That was kind of strange.
Sounds a little...
Yeah, it was very strange. And Molly had... She had a picture of her, someone else, and then that same guy from, like, Halloween at, like, the same bar. So apparently he's, like, a regular and, like, frequents the bar scene in downtown Anoka with his bag of candy.
Oh, she had a picture with him before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, a couple months ago or a month ago, whenever. And she'd seen him before. No one else had seen him, but
just a month late to the Halloween party, yeah, huh?
Pretty much.
All right.
But other than that, Thanksgiving was good. Just spent some time with the family, ate too much food, and hung out and watched a whole bunch of football. So what about yours?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Wednesday night, went to Willie McCoy's, which is Andover, not DTA. Decided to decided to not go to DTA this time around, keep it a little bit more casual, and yeah, had some good buddies there. Former league member Remy Sturm was there, Papa Smurf, as well as former league member Connor Olness, and Matt Millis. Some of the league members know those guys. It was good seeing them. Had me, Plow, and Leafblad there. It was a good time. And then we did the CRFL Thursday morning, woke my ass up, started at 8 a.m. We had about 30 or so people. No major injuries this time around. I think everyone survived pretty well, and it was a good time. We played three or four games. Some of us played four, and yeah, some talented people. Some people a little out of shape. Not gonna throw out names, but
Rob was too hungover, didn't show up.
Rob's the new Blair. Blair's off the hook. Who was a pussy last year? Was too hungover, and now Rob, who I've already gave a little text to, and decided to be the guy to have DTA consume him. There's got to be one every year.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. I didn't realize anybody was that drunk until the ride home, basically.
That's what he said, and then apparently people were puking out the car, and yeah, and all right. He said, "God, just text me, God damn it, Long Island."
Pretty much, yeah.
So that was his first mistake. They pour him stiff at the old DTA. You got to have fun there somehow. They know that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But yeah, I also watched a shit ton of football. Three Thanksgiving games, so much football. Watched Saturday games. We watched the Notre Dame game. That was good. I watched some other college games. And then, yeah, NFL all day. Viking games Sunday night. But, yeah, we'll get into those NFL games. Gotta do the 350 Club though for $3.50. You can sponsor the podcast, get your name shout out every week. So we got Phony Faker, aka Tony Raker, Alex Williams, and Noah Zernickel. Thank you, boys, for the 350. But yeah, so did you watch all three Thanksgiving games, Cole, or is some of them?
I didn't sit and watch them all. I saw bits and pieces of all of them. I was hoping the Lions would pull that one out against Chicago.
For the sake of the division, it was a big game.
That didn't quite happen even without Trubisky. So that's kind of a bummer. But I don't know.
Yeah, some of us had Lions +3, and it wasn't fun because they had the lead. I don't know if you watched the game. And then they just gave up a bullshit touchdown at the end. And
yeah, the pick six.
Yeah, and then Stafford had a chance to tie it. Instead, threw a pick six, they threw the pick six to have the Bears get the lead, and then they had a chance to score. They were in the red zone, and then he threw an interception in the end zone. So, fuck you, Matthew Stafford.
I'm not sold on Stafford or Matt Patricia as the coach of the Lions, but I don't know if it's his fault because he kind of inherited a roster. But we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, what is this, his first year?
Yeah,
I'll give the guy a little bit of a break. He's not Hugh Jackman in it yet.
Right.
But, yeah. Redskins, Cowboys. I knew this would be a pretty good matchup, and it held pretty well. Back and forth game, but the Cowboys were just a little bit better all the way through. Made some bigger plays. Cowboys are hot.
Yeah, they're looking pretty solid, surprisingly. Even though they were down in the hole right away, they sure bounced back.
Yeah, Amari Cooper the Pooper seems to be the glue holding that team now together.
Did Dax found his mojo. Zeke's a freak. Donating money to charity. They're looking good. So it doesn't help that rest of that division sucks ass, though. Everyone else is playing so bad in that division.
Yeah, well, the Giants were on a little bit of a tiny little tear there. And the Eagles, I don't know, they look pretty much like shit all of a sudden. But they squeak out a victory against the Giants, 25-22. I thought the Giants were going to win, but it just seemed like they tanked it at the end, trying to get that draft pick or something. I don't know what the deal was there.
Yeah, trying to get a quarterback, that's for sure.
Falcons and Saints, the other Thursday night game. Saints keep rolling, 31-17. Falcons played with them for a little bit, but I don't know. Just Saints are clearly the better team. They're kind of the team to beat. Everyone's on their dick.
Yep. They're looking very, very, very solid.
Jags and Bills. Bills beat the Jags 24-21. What happened to the Jags this year? Just Blake Bortles is just that bad? And
I think so. He's got the nod to sit on the bench this week.
Yeah, so who's replacing him?
Cody Kessler, I think is his name.
Oh, my God. His name. He's got Kessler in his name.
Pretty sure.
Just screams just screams talent.
So, yeah, a lot of egos in that locker room, though. Could be the issue. Blake Bortles kind of sucks. Doesn't help that Fournette missed half the year.
Right, yeah. They do look a little bit better with Fournette. I think he makes a big difference for the team.
They came out hot. Didn't they spank? They spanked the freaking Steelers
the first
early.
Team, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they played Steelers and the Pats early, I'm pretty sure. And they looked relatively competent early on, and then they just freaking fell apart for whatever reason.
But yeah. Seahawks-Panthers, this was probably one of the games of the week.
Right.
Seahawks just squeaked by, though, 30-27. I was trying to figure out who the hell, like, Viking and Packer fans wanted to win. And I think we determined Seattle because they had the shittier record, so this was good.
Yeah. Because
Panthers had 6 wins, Seattle had 5, so I think it was good that they got that win. They've been looking pretty damn good.
Yeah, they seem to have found a little bit of mojo.
A little bit of mojo. Ravens, Raiders. Ravens just steamroll through the Raiders with Lamar Jackson. Had a pretty good game, and yeah, the Raiders are just fucking awful.
Right, the Raiders are very, very bad.
Yeah, the only team that might be worse is the 49ers.
Yeah.
They lose 9-27 to the Bucks. Ouch.
Yeah, the Bucks are bad, so that's saying something. But it sounds like you might have quarterback changes with both of those teams. Or at least the Niners may go back to the Bethard, and we'll see if the Ravens still roll with Jackson or if they toss Flacco back in there.
Who replaced Bethard again?
Nick Mullins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. And then he was kind of good a week or two, and then now he looks like ass.
Right, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they do moving forward. Not that it really matters.
I haven't watched too much 49ers football, but I think I saw a play where Mullins tried to, like, run it in, like, on the goal line and just got fucking ran into a wall. He didn't get it. He had to, like, go literally half a yard.
Probably. Yeah, I haven't seen any of their games.
The Browns and Bengals. So, I want to talk about this game for a second. So this was an interesting matchup because you had the Browns' former head coach, Hugh Jackman, fucking who went to the Bengals as a special assistant or some bullshit title. And you got to think, oh, what an advantage for Cincinnati where your fucking former head coach is playing against you. You should know the team.
Everything.
No, they just get their ass whooped, 35-20, and Baker looked amazing and gave a little kind of a shot. And, fuck, this just might prove that Hugh Jackman just sucks ass as a coach and should just stick to starring in the Wolverine movies.
Pretty much. Yeah.
How bad of a coach does this guy have to be where he's playing the team? He was a head – it's not like it was last year. He was a head coach for this guy this year.
It just kind of goes to show.
And he can't beat them?
He was doing in Cleveland. Probably wasn't very much.
No.
And also, I mean, hell, like, look at some of the teams that have freaking made coaching changes mid-year. I mean, not NFL related, but the Gophers fired their freaking defensive coordinator. Now they're unstoppable.
Yeah, now they're let's not go as far as unstoppable.
I mean,
defensive-wise, it looks good.
Very good, or very much better than it was
earlier
in the season. But yeah, like, Browns are decent. I don't know. They're good enough. but Cincinnati's just bad. No more Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
AJ Green's been out a few weeks.
Yep. He might. Yep. Those guys just might sneak their way on the PCP list, foreshadowing. But yeah, I think I told you this earlier. Without AJ Green, their offense looks completely different.
Yeah.
He means that much to the team, I guess.
Yep. Everyone was lighting up Tyler Boyd when AJ went down, and he hasn't done squat.
No, he almost said he does, like, better with AJ Green.
Because
AJ Green puts so much pressure on the defense that then they can throw to Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, it was a close game with the Jets in the first half, and then they kind of ran train the second half, and they're like, all right, this is the fucking Jets.
Yeah.
27-13. Yeah, and the Vikes play them this upcoming weekend. I don't know, Tom Brady's having one of his, shittier years. Which, I mean, it's still probably a decent year, but it's not really tearing it up in fantasy.
Yeah, Gronk was back. He scored, I believe.
Yeah, he's been a disappointment, too.
Yeah.
Fucking James White has been the best damn player on the team fantasy-wise.
Yeah, he's lucky they got some good weapons on that offense. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing a whole lot.
All right. Cardinals, Chargers. Chargers just blow by the Cardinals. That team is – Cardinals are fucking garbage. Might as well be the Coon Rapids Cardinals out there. Holy shit. And Philip Rivera got the all-time NFL record in a single game for passes completed at 25.
25 straight, I think. I
think he missed one pass only the entire game.
Right.
I saw some bullshit stat by ESPN that said, like, he had better odds of getting struck by lightning than doing that achievement. Right. It was like 86,000 to 1 for the 25 passes in a row, and your odds of getting struck by lightning in your life are 15,000 to 1.
Right.
So like four times better, and I don't know how accurate that stat is, but whatever.
That's insane. Yeah, that's a lot of completions. I think they scored like 40 straight points after the Cardinals scored initially. The Chargers are very good. They're going to be one of those teams.
Sneaky Super Bowl contender.
Philip Rivers deserves some.
Philip Rivera.
Philip Rivera deserves some MVP cred. I don't know if he'll compete with Breeze, but I mean, he's been very good this year as well.
He's got to be a candidate up there, and what a story that would be, and you know, for the country of Mexico, how proud they would be of him if he were to get that achievement. But yeah. Broncos 24-17 against the Steelers, another good game. I didn't really watch the end of this one. I think I was driving over to Al's and was distracted by wing joint, so I didn't get to see the end of the game, but it was pretty good. Did you see it?
So Pittsburgh basically had a chance to win the game from like within the 5, and I think it was – I don't know if it was play action or what it was, but Big Ben decides he wants to throw an interception in the end zone, and I think that basically cost them the game.
Oh, he pulled to Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, so not really, I don't really understand what happened with Steelers. Antonio Brown didn't really show up. James Conner didn't do too much. But the only person that did anything was Juju, but he had like a 90-yard touchdown catch. Who knows? That Steelers team is a tad unpredictable, and they normally kind of tend to blow up when things start going bad.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of them. They're a playoff team for sure, but they'll be one of those teams that loses in the playoff division round or something again. Maybe AFC Championship at best. But have you had wing joint before? Had it during this game. Pretty damn good.
Thanks. So.
One in Blaine, which you would never go to.
Rob's, right?
No, that's Wingstop, and they give them a run for their money. They don't have nearly as many flavors, but they're just really fucking good. They're like traditional seasoned wings.
Wing joint.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Heard of a wing joint.
Yeah, I don't know if they're a chain or what the fuck, but I'll give them a free shout out. Pretty damn good stuff.
Sponsor alert.
Yeah, seriously. Colts 27-24. They're on a tear. Andrew Luck is probably going to get comeback player of the year.
Yep. I think that's about locked up at this point.
Bringing the luck back. Yeah, AP was maybe a candidate, but Andrew Luck's doing way better. So
right.
I would think it'd be him.
Yeah, the Colts team is good. The defense is okay. The offensive line has been fantastic.
Really
good. Was just like, he got sacked for the first time in like 10 games.
Yeah, and it's not like Andrew Luck like fucking just like runs around circles against defenders. So
yeah, he's been awesome. Jack Doyle went down, but Ebron's been solid for them, so I don't really see how they should miss too many beats with that. But yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, then Sunday night we go into the rival game, Vikings Packers. Did you and Rob watch it at all, or did you watch it with your dad?
I was at my parents', so watched most of it there.
Yeah, it was a good game, close game, but yeah, I don't know.
I'm not entirely convinced with either team at this point.
Yeah. That's part of it.
It's just so many flashes of good and bad at all times throughout the year that it's just not looking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Good performance by Diggs and Thielen. They are the offense. We continue to have not much of a run game, but don't really need it. Those guys are just going to put up 100 yards each. And
right.
The Packers, Aaron Rodgers is good at football, but he didn't have his best game. He missed a wide open Devontae Adams. That play scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, if he makes that, We continue to have kicker issues. That sucks balls. Yeah,
Dan Bailey.
And yeah, I think you guys had a lot of injuries, which.
Yeah, they have, I mean, backup secondary options at this point.
Does the Green Bay Packer, like, training staff or doctors need to get fired? They need to wipe that crew out and get some new guys? Seems like they can't take care of their players.
They were good up until, like, a couple weeks ago, and then that's kind of when the wheels fell off and everyone started getting hurt. And then
just dropping like flies.
Yeah, one injury after the next, especially in the games, that doesn't help anybody. But what can you do?
I saw the Aaron Rodgers post game interview, and he's just like sarcastic. I don't know if he was sarcastic or not. He sounded pretty sarcastic, just quietly like, oh, gotta go play on Sunday, win that game, come back on the road, win that game. Come back at home, win that game, and then beat the Cardinals, win that game, or some shit like that.
I don't know. I'm sure he has to say that.
Oh, yeah, what else is there to say?
But I saw something today that said, like, in order for the Packers to make the playoffs, they have to win out, and then, like, four of five things need to happen. It's like Seattle has to lose two games, Carolina has to lose two games, Chicago has to lose two games, the Vikings have to lose three games, and, like, something else.
Ouch.
And it was, like, four of those five things need to happen, like, in order for them to get in. So it's just kind of...
Yikes.
Got to put it on ice.
Probably pegs them at 2% or something.
Yeah.
Shit.
People were saying 3%.
Yeah. I think the Vikings, I saw 70-something percent. I don't know how they come up with that. I think our schedule's pretty tough. Their next two games are fucking New England on the road and then Seattle on the road.
Yeah.
Could very well be two losses, but...
Right.
You guys still play Chicago again, and yeah, I don't know. Not the easiest schedule, but we'll see what happens. Titans and Texans is your Monday night game. The Texans look really fucking good. I think they started out 0-3, and they've won every game since or some shit like that. They're fucking – they were like my like sleeper Super Bowl pick in the beginning of the year, I thought. But that D-line, they have fucking Clowney, J.J. Watt, and Merciless or whatever. And that other fucker, I forget his name, he's pretty good too.
Tyron.
And then on offense, I mean, you had Deshaun Watson coming back with DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, it's pretty damn good team.
And Lamar Miller's had a decent year. 97-yard touchdown run. That's a little scary.
Yeah, I think one of the longest or tied the longest Monday Night Football runs.
Yep.
So that's your NFL weekend recap. All right. We'll jump into the Fantasy Football League. So let's see here. Cole, I always usually start off with waivers and trades. We'll do this past week's activity. Skip the week before that, even though I didn't cover it, whatever. But nothing too much to report. Gus Edwards was added on November 22nd. So that would have been, I guess,
Thursday.
Last week. But, yeah, it was at this past Thursday.
Yep.
That was the big waiver pickup. Gus fucking Edwards for Baltimore. He's replacing Alex.
Yeah.
My starting running back getting replaced by a fucking Gus. Fuck right off.
Yeah.
He's actually killed it
this week.
Yeah. I know. I didn't. I actually played him.
Damn
it. I fucking suck. At 10 a.m. he was active. He was projected points, and then I think it was like 10:36. They pulled him, so yeah, I should probably just check my lineup closer to noon. But, you know, when you have three wins, you just don't fucking care about these things anymore.
Right.
But we'll go into the Week 11 matchups real quick. Since I didn't do the podcast last week, Tyler went up against me for the Can Your Picks Beat Rick's Challenge. We had a lot of disagreements. Starting off, we had... let's see here. We'll go with Andrew Fleck and Tyler's matchup. I think this was matchup of the week. Herman won 115.3 to 105.3. Herman's team continues to roll, and Andrew's team's calmed down a little bit. StarCraft Bama, Chu and Zimmel played Asian Dave. Asian Dave won 136.5 to 101.5. I think that was the only matchup we agreed on. Pretty easy one to pick, but nice job, Jared, getting over 100 points. Valiant effort. Phony Faker beat Evan 123.8 to 104.5. Tyler had that upset. Good showing by Faker. I could see him winning every matchup for the rest of the year and not being in the playoffs and getting pissed. And then Alex Williams beat Leaf Bad, 118.1 to 105.2. And then we had the rematch of Easton versus Walmo. Walmo never beat me in fantasy football league until this year. He couldn't possibly go 2-0, could he? Yes, he could. With 61.8 points, he fucking beat me. I had 60.8 points. Just an ass of a matchup. Had it been
straight barn burger.
Had it been the worst scoring matchup in our fantasy football league history. Don't quote me on that, but I can't imagine any lower.
Oh,
260 point fucking performances. Like,
you guys combined made up damn near the winner of every other matchup.
Yeah, a lot of high scoring matchups, and I had all the luck in the world to beat Walmo. He'll get only 61.8, but nope. Just play like absolute ass, where my defense was my second highest scoring team with 10. Just a rough outing all around.
Perfect.
But yep, and then and I picked myself, so I had a lot of lost. I had some lost picks. Had Walmo actually lost to me, me and Tyler would have tied for three picks each. But because Walmo won, I only get two picks right. Tyler got four picks. So I owe Tyler a burrito. I already Venmo'd him the money. Tyler must have stopped at a Chipotle. Luckily, he gets a chicken burrito, so I saved myself a buck. And then I was lowest scoring for that week, so I owed Asian Dave $5. But me and Asian Dave have a long string of owing each other money. He owes me $50 for Amari Cooper not being a top 10 fantasy player. We're going to pretty much assume that bet's safe. So he owed me $50, but then he bought me $40 cleats at Dick's Sporting Goods. But then I bought him McDonald's, and he got a ridiculously expensive burger that was $8 plus a fry. So it was roughly around $10 after tax. Jeez. But then he bought me wing joint. Okay. I figured out that total was around $17. And then I own $5, too, for this. So all in all, we calculated that he how did that work? I owe him $2.
Perfect.
So
pretty fair.
Asian Dave, go get a $2 soon.
Some good math.
Yeah, man. Keeping the tab going. We'll have to see what else we can fucking buy for each other. Oh, he also bought me Taco Bell. That's why the math is weird. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of transactions.
Indeed. And then, so let's see. Yeah, I guess that's it for that. All right. Now we'll go into this past weekend's matchups. Since I didn't have the show, I didn't go anybody up against anybody in the Can Your Picks Beat Ricks, but we'll still do the reviews anyways. Let's do this. All right, first up we had StarCraft Bamatoon and Zimmel playing Andrew Luck's Neckbeard, Tyler Herman. One of the best teams playing one of the worst, but could Zimmel get the upset? Let's find out. Andrew Luck, 22.6, still having a good last few weeks. Mark Ingram with the off week with 6.6, and James Conner, 7.5. Ouch. Julio Jones getting double digits. He actually gets in the end zone. Not this time, though, but broke that three-game streak of getting in the end zone. Ouch. Good performance by Zach Ertz, but because of all those bad weeks, Zimmel pulling ahead with Cam Newton, 22.5. Leonard Fournette is back, 22.8. Devontae Adams getting in double digits. Tyler Lockett, 16.5. Locking in the victory, scoring a total of 117.6. Anything to say, Cole, about this matchup?
Yeah, Zimmel potentially scores a whole bunch more points if Leonard Fournette doesn't get kicked out of that game. So, that's fun, but overall pretty good matchup. A lot of good individual performances for Zimmel. A lot of not so good performances for Tyler. I have a couple of those guys on my team, and I was disappointed too.
Good call with Leonard Fournette. What an absolute beast performance, getting kicked out and getting 22.8. Good job, sir. Next that matchup, we got the coefficient Andrew Flick playing Kevin Wamixon. Kevin Plow, the man with two profile names. See that? Double the fun. Plow, Drew Brees, 20.4. Joe Mixon doing his thing, 15.5. What a garbage performance, though, by Trey Burton, the Chicago tight end, 0.8, and the Titans D, -2. doing almost as bad on defense as Tony Faker. On the other side, we had the coefficient not doing too hot with Rodgers and Crosby going up against Minnesota. That duo is usually pretty strong for him, but not this time. Melvin Gordon out for the game, but still getting 18.6 points. And Sony Michel, 20.5 points. Wow, what a performance. And then he also just knew, I guess, to start Austin Ekeler along with Melvin Gordon. Who the fuck would do that? I guess Fell can get 34 combined points out of it.
It's a hell of a flex play, that's for sure.
He squeaks by 86.2 to 75.9.
Yeah, weird week for both of these teams. Not a lot of good wide receiver production here. A lot of single-digit numbers, and Titans defense is putting up a negative two spot. Not a good look.
Wide receiver production was ass. Next matchup, we got, I love titties in my face. Yes, you do. Jordan Womo playing Harry the Butt Kicker, Al Williams. Good matchup here. Two rivals going at it. Lamar Jackson going up against Deshaun Watson, two fast as fuck quarterbacks, young studs, doing it out. Deshaun Watson, though, a little bit better, though, 29.4 points compared to Jackson's 20.2. Had Kevin Coleman playing up against Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook a little bit better, 13.6. Actually got in the end zone with a 25-yard touchdown run. Yes, Marlon Mack going up against Matt Breda. Breda having a pretty strong fantasy season, getting 14 points. Juju Smith-Schuster outplaying Josh Gordon. T.Y. Hilton having a decent week. Was 125 receiving yards. Just think if he would have gotten in the end zone. Just feeling it. Having a monster game against the Pack. Ravens D, though, coming in strong for Womo. 20 fucking points. Getting the win. 122.7, not 106.
Yeah, those defensive touchdowns will get you a lot of points. Hate to count on those, but it's a nice thing to have when you can get it. Marlon Mack, I believe, left with concussion. So that's pretty big time. And then Jack Doyle is done for the year. Has some sort of internal organ injury, I believe.
Holy
it
shit.
Sounds very strange.
Yeah.
Eric Ebron's looking to pop off here at the end of the season.
We'll see. Double Vag, double Eno, 3-9, going up against Carry On, My Wayward Johnson, 4-8. Probably should have gotten this garbage matchup out of the way first, but we saved it for second to last. Alex Collins, played him in my lineup, got zero points. What a fucking piece of shit. Redskins D, 0 points. That's supposed to be Tony's job, getting a zero-point defense. Oh, wait, he did get a defense that scored zero or negative again. Jaguars D, 0 points. This guy is fucking awful at playing D. He might play worse defense than Andrew Wiggins with his hands tied behind his back. Holy cow. It's pretty impressive. Russell Wilson with 22 points, though, having a strong performance. For Faker and Stephon Diggs. Just him and Thielen having the big combo, like I mentioned. Phillip Lindsay continuing to be a great back for the Fake, getting 17 points. One of those undrafted fucking rookie running backs that's tearing it up. For Double Vag, Double Anal, with the 2-0 point performances and with only a 20-point performance by Matt Ryan, he just couldn't keep up with the Fake. He lost 72.8 to 92.3. Last matchup, labeling this matchup of the week, we had he threw three free throws playing up against Druden the Trade Master, David Leifad. David Leifad needed a win in order to have any playoff hopes stay alive. Could he do it? Had Jameis Winston going off at 22.9. Ballsy play playing the Crab Eater, but it paid off. Nick Chubb, where the fuck did this guy come out of? 24.8, are you fucking kidding me? He had a Chubb the whole game, I guess. Zeke being the freak. And Amari Cooper, he's not a pooper this week. He'll do this once a year. He'll just go off on a tear. This was the week, and Leif Bad decided to play him. Great job. 200-something yards, I think, and or 180 yards and two touchdowns. Yep, wow. What a performance. And then Jeff Hoorman or some shit? Some tight end I never heard of for Denver. 4.4. What the fuck are you doing playing him? fucking Asian Dave gave Leifad all he could handle, though. Having Baker Mayfield off. Christian McCaffrey, 35.7 points. Getting the end zone multiple times. Whoop! I think I bet the best performance by a Carolina running back probably ever, I gotta say. Saquon Barkley with a beast performance again. If you would have told me that those three would have each gotten a combined 25 points or more for Asian Dave, I would have said he got the win. But no, Leaf Badge just sweeps by 133.5 to 129.2. What a matchup.
What a matchup indeed.
Keeping his playoff hopes alive. That'll bring us into the fantasy league standings. Land 10,000 Coons standings after whatever the fuck it's been, 12 weeks. We have pretty much our six playoff teams locked in, with the exception of Leaf Bad, who could sneak in if he wins and Al loses and Leaf outscores Alec by 100 points this week. I think he can sneak in the sixth spot. But your Atlanta 10,009 Coons playoff teams are the Kobe Fish and Andrew Fleck. She threw three free throws. Asian Dave, Andrew Lux, Neckbeard, Tyler, LFG's My Face, Wamo, Catalina Wamix, and Kevin Plow, and the hairy butt kicker, Alex Williams. Congrats, boys. In the shitter, Gruden the Trade Master, Leaf Bad, most likely. Carry On My Wayward Johnson, Tony Faker, and StarCraft Bama June Zimmel, and then myself in dead last. What an off year in fantasy.
What an off year.
When me and the commissioner are sitting on the bench, and you got guys like fucking Alex and the Plow, who's dead last, and last year in the playoffs, man,
it's been a weird fantasy year, that's for sure.
But yeah, I was also lowest scoring for the second week in the row, so I've already Venmo'd Leaf Bad the $5. You want to talk about weird? I never thought I would owe Leaf Bad $5 for being the highest scoring fantasy team and me being the lowest in my life. I never thought it would happen in the league. I can confidently say that, and I don't think it probably ever had up until this point. So. Holy shit. All right. Let's keep powering through this. If you want to know most points for so far in the league, that's Andrew Fleck, 1359.9. It's Andrew Luck, Neckbeard, Tyler, 1397. He has a 7-5 record. He's had some bad luck against him, I guess. Most points against, that would be StarCraft, Bamachu, and Zimmel, who's apparently not the lucky fuck this year. I told you it's a weird year in fantasy. It's almost the most points against. Just super weird. He's normally very lucky, Cole. he split the pot with Jordan last year with some garbage, like Mickey Mouse team with 10 wins.
It happens.
It does happen sometimes. Sure. But next we'll do the Pussies Can't Playlist. It's where we talk about NFL injuries, Cole.
Here.
Got those pulled up here. Yeah, so we got Leonard Fournette, or as I typed down here, Leonard Fourchette, suspended for one game. What the hell did he do? Did he punch someone? That's usually what happens.
Yeah, he
body slammed someone. People's elbowed them.
They were fighting for the ball, and he came over and decided he wanted to get in on it. So,
want to get in on
that
action?
Can't do that. Can't throw punches at dudes with face masks. That's a. It's a big no-no.
Yeah, one of these dumbasses learn it. You just don't throw a punch during a game.
Right?
Save it.
Yeah.
Just save it for the bar afterwards. Yeah. Fuck. So that pussy can't play because he's suspended. Back on it. He's been on it a lot this year. Andy Dalton, the Red Rocket, on IR with a thumb injury. What the fuck? What a pussy. A thumb injury?
Great.
That pussy can't play.
Since he's even more fucked.
Yeah, and I put AJ Green on the pussy might not playlist. I have a feeling he's just not going to fucking suit up because their team is ass, and why even bother?
Right.
We'll see, though. Carry On My Wayward Johnson, he's a maybe. Putting him on the pussy might not playlist. He was out this past week, and it's looking iffy for this week as well. Melvin Gordon, that pussy can't play. He has an MCL injury. He'll be back for the playoffs, though. Don't worry, Flick. Or at least the NFL playoffs. Not sure about fantasy playoffs. But don't worry, you somehow have Austin Eckler on your team, so it's all good.
Those handcuffs, man.
Joe Flacco out. Lamar Jackson been in the last few weeks. Going to remain that way. Not that anyone would start Joe Flacco, but mainly put it on there for... You might want to think about starting Lamar Jackson, but... Yeah, Joe Flacco, that pussy can't play. And then Devin Fuckness, he has a back injury. He's out this past week. Probably isn't going to come play this week. That pussy can't play. All right. Now we'll go into our picks for these upcoming weeks. This is the last week of regular fantasy matchups. Cody, accept the challenge. Winner gets a burrito from the loser.
Why not?
Why not, indeed. Gambling's fun. All right, I'll let you go first. We got, let's see here. We'll do my matchup. Double Vag, Double Anal, playing Andrew Luck's neckbeard, Tyler Herman. Didn't I just fucking play this guy? Jesus. Cole, who'd you pick in this one?
As much as I wanted to pick you, I just can't do it, and I went with Tyler.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I appreciate you thinking about me. I also went with Tyler because my team is, you know, it's bad. It's not good.
It's not great. I've seen worse, but it's not great.
Have you seen worse? I haven't seen much worse.
Probably not.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
but I'm not looking in many leagues, so
it's got to be the. This has got to be the worst fantasy football team I've ever
it's
had.
Just a bunch of random dudes, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I
suppose it looks a little different if you have Bell in there, hey?
Yeah, or you know Freeman, or just like any other starting running back, or
right?
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. All right, so we're in agreement there. Carry on my wayward Johnson, Tony, playing Gruden the Trade Master, Leaf Bad. And by the way, if we tie with the and pick all the same teams, I got a matchup where I was 50-50 on, so I'll just flip to that one if that's the case.
Oh,
I don't want a disagreement.
Fair.
But I'll go first in this one. I'm picking who the fuck did I pick? Just gotta make sure. Yeah, I picked Faker in this one. I think Faker's gonna win every matchup here on out and get super pissed and bitch about it in our group me message board. So I'm gonna pick him. Leap Bad had he's coming off the hot week.
Hot
133 points. I usually like to go with the hot hand, but sure. Baker had a good week too, so
I initially picked Tony, but I think I'm gonna flip to Leaf Platt. I didn't realize he had Travis Kelce on his bench and I like him in that Oakland matchup. Oakland
Oof, yeah.
isn't normally good against the tight end. So that kind of sold me a little bit. I'll go, I'll flip my pick and I'll go with Leap Platt this week.
Yeah, Kelce is a step up from Jeff Hoerman. I will say that. And, yeah, we'll see if Amari Cooper can have back-to-back weeks. That would be,
right?
that would blow my mind, but we'll see.
Yeah, a Thursday game and Amari Cooper don't normally mix, so I'm not holding out hope, but, yeah, we'll see. New Orleans defense has been a little bit better the past few weeks.
Yeah. Well,
but
I would say any day that ends in day and Amari Cooper and football don't mix, but
correct.
Yeah.
Only sometimes.
All right, so we're in a disagreement there. All right. We got Alex Williams, the hairy butt kicker, playing off against StarCraft, Bamachu, and Zimmel. Who would you like in this matchup?
I went Alex. I like him getting Tyreek back this week against his subpar defense. Marlon Mack not playing hurts a little bit, but Gus Edwards is on his bench, and I like him the rest of the year. So I'll go with Alex on this one.
All right. I also went with Alex. Delvin Cook back and being healthy. He looked pretty fast in this past Sunday's game. He could have a decent week. And T.Y. Hilton, Thielen, like them. And just I just don't really like anyone on Jared's team, as I think I've pointed out time and time again. He gives me a run for my money with worst lineup of the week. So
I'm also wondering why Alex is rostering three quarterbacks. It's a bit of a stretch, but whatever.
Yeah, and
besides the fact.
Yeah, he likes to flip them around. Yeah, that's usually Asian Dave's duty. He's usually the quarterback king. And yeah, Alex also has Tyreek Hill and Gus Edwards on his bench. Who?
Yeah.
You probably mentioned that. I just forgot to hear. But
yeah, they're solid. Get those two guys back, and don't have much to argue with.
Yeah. Next matchup. Coefficient, Andrew Flick playing Jordan Walmo. I love TDs in my face. let's see here. You got 9-3 playing 7-5. Good matchup. Good matchup. Was it matchup of the week quality? Probably, but I gave that to our last pair. But let's see. It's my turn to go first, I believe. And I'm going with Andrew on this one. Just with his players, I mean, Melvin Gordon's out, but he's got Austin Eckler just to fill in that spot, so no big deal. And then Michelle, Antonio Brown, Gurley. And the biggest reason, Aaron Rodgers, going up against Arizona, he's got to just have a field day against those ass clowns, I got to imagine.
At home, too.
So going with Flip on this one. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with the coefficient as well. Like you said, he's got a lot of good players. Gurley's back this week. And makes the Melvin Gordon injury hurt a little bit less. He's got Eckler in his flex. Sony Michel is going to get rolling here. And then I think Antonio Brown might be due for a pretty big week since he was pretty quiet this past week. So looking for a bounce back week from him in a potentially super high scoring game with the Chargers. So yeah, we'll see.
All right, an agreement there. And then our matchup of the week, we got another 7-5 and 9-3 matchup. Big matchup here. Could be a sneak preview in the playoffs with Catalina Juan Mixon playing. She threw three free throws. Asian Dave, God, I'm getting good at saying his team name. Believe it's your turn to go first, Cole.
I got to go with Asian Dave. He's got a lot more players that I like or I'm confident in.
Seems like a good reason.
This week. Christian McCaffrey against Tampa Bay. Can't argue with that matchup.
A lot of noon games. Does that scare you?
A little bit, but not too much.
It shouldn't matter.
No, I'm good with the noon games. At least if he goes off, you're good to go. So,
true, yeah. You'll fucking probably find out who wins this matchup pretty early on with all noon games except for his quarterback and tight end. Well, I guess the quarterback playing at 3 is a big deal, but I'm going to go with Asian Slave as well. Pretty much for the same reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Evan's got a couple good players that I could go off, but Asian Dave just has his couple players that could go off are just way better, and I think he's got one more go off type player. He's got Mahomes, McCaffrey, Barkley could all go off. Even Kenny Galladay is a sneaky good, like consistent double digit player.
Yeah.
Whereas
defensive matchups too.
Wow, just has Breeze and Johnson really.
Right.
Maybe Joe Mixon, but I don't know.
Could be with the backup quarterback. You never know. But
yeah, could be good or bad. We'll see. But. Yeah, that's it for Can Your Picks Beat Rick. So the matchup we got to pay attention to, I'll text you results on Sunday. It's Tony and Leaf Bads. And Tony pretty much assured me a win, so I'm holding him to that. You better fucking win, Faker. You better fucking win, or you're splitting that burrito cost with me. All right. Yeah. Usually I have to close things out with sleeper picks. Before I do that, is there anything else you want to talk about, Cole?
Not really. I'll have to go back and listen to some more episodes. I kind of fell off after the first few last year. I haven't been a very consistent listener, but I'll have to get back after it and listen to a few more.
Yeah. Usually makes sense to watch the week of leading up because we talk about a lot of stuff that's about to happen. But
right.
Yeah, please do. Get my listens up.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, did you bring a couple sleeper picks?
I did.
How about the Gophers beating Wisconsin this weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't close.
It whooped ass. The hell's wrong with the Badgers? The quarterback looked like absolute shit.
Quarterback's terrible.
But yeah, they bring the axe back the first time in like 14, 15 years. Jesus Christ, it had been a long time. We couldn't even drive cars yet.
Yeah.
Since the last time they... With fucking Marion Barber was in college the last time they won, and that guy's been out of the league for years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but who do you got for your sleepers?
All right, so I have a couple deeper sleepers and one that's not so deeper.
Oof, we like deeper sleepers here.
He is also at a weaker position. So for my first one, I went with Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback.
Holy shit, you're talking deep.
Logic being, he had 160 passing yards this week and a touchdown. He also had 99 rushing yards and a touchdown.
He does like to rush.
I think he gives you a similar comparison or aspect to Lamar Jackson, where he's going to rush it a ton just because he doesn't have very good weapons. And I think that that rushing adds a little bit more of a dynamic to his points production. So he scored like 26 points in the standard league this past week. He plays Miami this week, who's been hit or miss defensively. I know the Colts put up a few good points on them this week. But after Miami, you get the Jets, who are terrible. You get Detroit, and then you get New England, who has a lackluster defense at this point. So that's my first one. I did one for each position. My second one, I picked CJ Uzomah, the tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals, even though the Bengals have been pretty trash. I like the idea of a backup quarterback and his tight end. Uzomah had 13 targets last week, 6 receptions and like roughly 40 yards. And I like those targets to continue with a different quarterback. He's going to get into panic mode and run some checkdowns, and they're going to run some short passing plays to the tight end. I also like the idea or the possibility that if AJ Green plays, I think that opens up everything for everyone in that offense. So if you need a tight end, I like CJ Uzomah this week. And I think he can get you some decent production. And another deeper sleeper, and this is not just for this week, but for the next couple weeks possibly, Justin Jackson, running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. So he's been running third string to Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler all year.
Yep.
He had 57 yards on 7 carries this past week.
Pretty damn good.
Right? I think he's going to get some more work because I do think that Austin Eckler isn't an every down back.
It's fucking tiny, right?
Your third down, your receiving back, he's going to get a lot of points in PPR leagues. And I think they're going to try and mix in Jackson some more. So I would say you can expect 50 yards and possibly a score from Jackson this week. And those MCL injuries can kind of lag around for a few weeks. So look for Melvin Gordon to be out 2 to 3 weeks, possibly till the playoffs if they want to hold him out. And his matchups going forward, Pittsburgh, which may be slightly tough. So I wouldn't necessarily count on him a ton this week to get you like a blow-up game or anything. But then he plays Cincinnati and Kansas City the next 2 weeks, who have just awful defenses. So I like Justin Jackson moving forward, and he shouldn't be owned in any leagues at this point unless someone knew something prior to last week. So he should be available if you want to take a chance on him, and he's kind of my my deep sleeper for the week. So we'll see.
I like it. Yeah, I saw something about Justin Jackson, and yeah, I think that's a great call. I'll do my sleeper picks, and I got another Charger, but the wide receiver, Mike Williams, is his name. WR for San Diego, I believe. But he had a great week this past week. Look it up for you boys and girls. Two touchdowns. He fucking led the Chargers in routes. And it just seems like, I forget the other guy, there's like another Michael on the receiver core, and he's been lagging an injury, so he's been stepping up. So, and Philip Rivera's, you know, fucking setting completion passion records, so why not go with a San Diego wide receiver if you're desperate for one? So that's my first guy. Second guy would be Dak Prescott with the Cowboys. I think people gave up on him. He was absolute ass in the beginning of the year, but now with the pooper, he's actually been pretty competent. Another guy that will run sometimes too. You gotta always like those running fantasy quarterbacks. He just adds up all those extra points for you. And Dallas is one of those teams where, like, once they actually get good confidence and shit, they seem to be playing much better ball. So I would go with him. I believe they're playing the Saints. Is that a Thursday night game or Sunday?
Thursday
night game. And Thursday night games this year, if you've been paying attention, have been high scoring. Like, they don't play defense on Thursday nights. They just say, fuck it. So Dak could go off there. I could see that. The Saints, I mean, and you got to go on a shootout against the Saints if you have any chance of winning. So,
yep.
Picking him for this week to play as a sleeper. And then last but not least, this is contingent on Kerryon Johnson being out. But if he's out, LeGarrette Blount is a great play. He had 2 touchdowns. He's going to be their guy on the goal line, and he'll even get carries outside the red zone as well, because they don't have a big back besides him to get those bull rush yards. So LeGarrette Blount's a great sleeper if Kerryon's out. So just a guy to maybe pick up if he's available in your league. If you have him on your bench, just pay attention late Sunday morning. Do it later in the morning than 10 a.m. Do it like at 11:52 a.m.
Yeah, Matt Patricia loves him some LeGarrette Blount, so I like that play as well.
Yeah, and his last name is Blount, so you can't go wrong. But those are your sleepers. That's all I got. Cole, last chance to say anything else. Talk shit. Give a shout out.
I want shit to talk.
Have a segment.
Jason Coffin was supposed to be here today, but he travels for a living, so he couldn't make it, and couldn't make it work the last couple weeks, so I'm trying to hold it down for the two of us, but appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, that is true. I was going to point that out, that, yeah, this is the J. Cole that was voted on to have as a guest host, and we got half of it. We got the later half of Cole. I suppose I could have probably tried to Skype Jay or something, but, yeah, it just seemed like a lot of work.
Right. Maybe next time.
Yeah. J. Cole will be a host maybe someday. We'll see.
What you guys should really do is let Jason and I just host it and just not be associated at all with the league.
That'd be great. Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic idea. Less work for me. And then I can just publish it, get the credit. Let's go. All right, thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed. And we'll see you next week where we start our playoffs.
Right. Good luck.